Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael, of course. For details of competitions and stuff, go to mindfood.com today. Now, on the line, we've got
Justin North, one of my favourite, well, I guess you can say celebrity chefs. He's been on MasterChef and he's created beautiful cookbooks. And, of course, he's the chef from Bacasse. How are you, Justin?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me on. How's it all going?
Very, very good. Now, you grew up in New Zealand. What was that experience like in terms of from a food perspective?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it's a very natural food environment there in terms of it's always had amazing produce and great chefs as well. The problem with New Zealand is that everyone tends to leave and go overseas and either come to Australia or go to Europe. So previously, we've sort of lacked the, you know, the intensity of a restaurant scene over there. But certainly in the last few years, this is developing fantastically. But we grew up very much with, you know, amazing ingredients. And I suppose, you know, I think subconsciously that's sort of where I got my passion for cooking in that from.
Yeah, I guess on Mind Food, what we do too, we really believe in using ingredients from in season. You know, that is our big catch cry since we've launched. And yeah. I know you're really spearheading the Target 100 campaign here in Australia. What? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's sort of different parts to it. Like Target 100 itself, I suppose, is an initiative that is building upon the sustainability in the cattle and sheep farming industries. So what the organisations are doing, such as MLA and the different bodies, is introducing 100 different initiatives. I'm not so much involved in implementing any of the initiatives or that sort of thing. My role is, I suppose, to communicate the importance of supporting the Target 100 campaign, and more importantly, having an open discussion with the public and trying to get them to connect a lot more with the rural community and the farmers and the sheep cattle industry, really.
And how will you do that? Like, how do you expect people to do that?
Well, the biggest thing, I think, from my perspective, as a chef and a restaurateur, is, I suppose, to encourage people to buy locally and buy and support their local community in terms of the farmers and growers in and around. And what the biggest thing that we do, and the reason why I sort of wanted to sign up for this, is because the last decade, we've worked incredibly hard to reach out to our producers, bypass a lot of our suppliers and work directly with the producers to be able to get whole cattle into our restaurant that we can break down into various cuts and utilise the full carcass in a sustainable way where there's no wastage. Mm. So that's what we're doing on a professional level. Now, I think the biggest challenge out there is to communicate to the general public how to use these secondary cuts. One is they're not always available, which is a challenge. I mean, you can generally get them from your specialised butcher shops and that sort of thing, but hard to get it where most people shop, which is at the supermarkets. And that's simply because the demand's not there. So it's trying to create a more of a demand for those products by giving them simple, easy recipes. You know, like the bones we can use in our stocks, the inedible trim in the sauces, obviously the prime cuts we can dry age and use them in the restaurants or sell them for retail. But once you get into sort of your knuckles, some parts of the leg and bits of the bowler blade in the shoulder, which are really difficult to use, whether it's braising or pickling or roasting. So to mince them, you'd have an amazingly flavoursome mince, but it was too lean for a burger because it would draw the moisture out of your mouth.
Right.
So then we would take a lot of the brisket fat and add that into that lean meat, so it sort of flood your mouth with lots of beautiful juices and flavour. So it was born out of the want to try and utilise the whole carcass.
Do you think the big business, though, like the everyday Joe Bloggs going into a supermarket to buy meat and stuff like that, really cares about that sort of thing?
Well, care is one thing, but it sort of comes down to they have to choose something to eat, right? So what are they going to choose? They're going to choose what they know about. And if they don't know about something, then they're not going to choose it.
Mm.
And look, those supermarkets are very dominating and they're massive brands and they're expert in business fields in terms of their profitability, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they slowly start to see their customer base moving more towards the growers markets and the corner butcher shop, then it's only a matter of time, right, before they go, there is a demand there, let's start getting some things in.
Justin, thanks a lot for today. It's been great talking with you. And for more details on Justin North, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.